This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So now that many job applications ask if you, what your gender is, one application asked me what my sexual preference was, how I identified, if I was lesbian, gay, straight. I was kind of shocked that those, it was voluntary, but it was interesting that the application didn't proceed without me answering those questions. I thought whoever I sleep with is personal, but barely there are applications. But there is a kind of a concern among new applicants that if they don't satisfy these questions, they might not get the job, they might not be able to excel. And some health officials are a little nervous that we might have individuals in order to gain acceptance or be able to compete, identify inappropriately, lie about who they are. And there's a condition that was very, very rare that seems to be starting to get a little bit more attention. Body integrity identity disorder. Very, very rare. I've never had a patient like this, but I have had some patients that mutilated themselves. Body integrity identity disorder is an individual who's healthy, but wants to have a limb amputated or be paralyzed. Very few cases. I think some studies have shown the majority are white male, but it can happen in any demographic, any gender, where a healthy person wants to be, quote-unquote, handicapped or disabled. It was a disorder called body integrity identity disorder. That has now changed to trans-ableism, where there are individuals, and it's starting to be embraced as wanting to identify as being disabled. And now that we are open to people identifying their gender, people have asked, can they identify as a different race? And there are individuals identifying as having a disability. And this transableism might start to grow, and many medical providers are a little nervous about, well, what do we do? Right? And when you take the Hippocratic Oath and when you devote your life and career to medicine, you do not want to do harm. And amputating a healthy limb gets you malpractice, could cause you to lose your license, was considered harm. But the thinking has started to change as, why is the lack of an arm or the lack of a leg or paralysis harm? Why is that considered bad? We're not labeling things like that bad anymore. And so is medicine going to change because we are being very open in certain medical circles or societal circles with the trans movement? Is it not going to be considered harm if a healthy person asks a physician to amputate a healthy limb? Because being an amputee or being paralyzed is not a negative thing. They're equal and honored, and it, we're not labeling things bad. It's definitely a topic that we never thought that we would have, or a discussion that we do. So transableism, they're not calling it body integrity identity disorder. Transableism is individuals who identify as having a disability. And some individuals say you need to honor that because that's how they identify. There was a 21-year-old North Carolina woman who identified as blind, and she actually took steps to destroy her own eyesight. Now, I don't know if there's any medical providers that would honor these requests. But medicine is changing pretty fast. We're doing a lot of things in medicine that we didn't think were going to be requested, that are being requested. But my concern is those individuals that do have disabilities, does this hurt them? Does this cause them to have less access to support and resources? If you only have X amount of handicapped parking spaces, or you don't really want that for people who identify as such. By the way, you don't necessarily have had to amputate your leg or self-paralyzed or asked to be paralyzed. There are individuals that are perfectly healthy that will identify as, I have this disorder. I need to park in handicap. So that's going to now affect those who have a disability. So we really as society have to have a conversation with what are we comfortable with people identifying as and what aren't we. What if you have a 45-year-old male who identifies themselves as a young girl? Are they allowed to join the Brownies? Do we ask for proof? It's interesting because, again, it's also hurting the transgender movement because there are individuals who are truly gender dysphoric, truly transgender. But we've started to open up, you could identify as anybody and anything or any individual you want. I know a lot of people are requesting, if certain scholarships and admissions are open to people of certain demographics, why can't I identify as that demographic? So I guess society has to have a conversation on where we're going with this, but we do actually have a system or a diagnosis of individuals who identify as disabled and may actually ask to be or do it to themselves. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly, you show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So making headlines is a black physician in California who is suing the state on these implicit bias and racial training courses they're making doctors do. And many of you have shown frustration that with jobs or onboarding, you sit through classes that suggest that you could be racist and you could be biased. And I've heard the gamut of things. I see all sides. I see both sides. But as a doctor, I have found it very, very frustrating when I see some individuals in medicine say we have to do the opposite. We have to, based on a person's color or possible history within their family of having been biased against or discriminated against, they need to have first shot. Or and once you have any medical professional start to pick and choose based on what they think somebody's race is, based on their color, that you could start treading dangerous waters. Which is why in medicine, most of us go by everybody's equal. We're going to, if a woman needs blood pressure medicine, a man needs blood pressure medicine, they're going to get blood pressure medicine. If they're black, white, Hispanic, Indian, Native American, Chinese, Korean. Now, do some individuals have bias that they may not know about? Yeah, but is that for the job to teach him? Is that for, I mean, when I see a Packers fan, well, even though Aaron Rodgers with the Packers might have been very good football, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, and I did not like the Packers when Dallas played the Packers, and I did not like Aaron Rodgers and him. All right, let's get to the snap right away so we can have too many men on the field called. So I may have a bias against if I see a Packers fan. In the medical setting, though, a Packers fan will still get the exact same care and attention as a Cowboy fan or a Raiders fan. We medical professionals, when we're devoting our lives to patient care, it's not just one small sect of patients. It's to everybody. Men, women, young, old, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim. It's very hard to go through medical training to actively try and pick and choose who you're going to give care to. I've never seen it. And this black physician said the same thing. He apparently received his medical degree 50 years ago in 1973. He attended Stanford University and UCSF for medical school. He was one of the first black students to attend, as well as graduate. And he says that his state is now going backwards. He says it's enshrining racism in law. Since the start of 2022, lawmakers have mandated that all continuing medical education courses offered by state-based organizations include a focus on so-called, he says, implicit bias. I think he wrote this for Fox News. Physicians have to take 50 hours of coursework every 2 years. He says this is a double whammy. He says, I have to renew my license, and I frequently teach continuing education courses. And he says, the concept of implicit bias is racist. He says, it assumes that a person's skin color determines how they treat individuals of different races, that our melanin dictates our interactions with them. The California law takes this claim as fact, stating that implicit bias exists and includes the attitudes of internalized stereotypes that affect our perceptions, actions, and decisions. It further states that such bias contributes to unequal treatment of people based on race, and that implicit bias affects the behavior of physicians and surgeons, nurses, physician assistants, and other healing arts licenses. He said, while the law doesn't say it, the accusation is clear. He says, white people are oppressors and black people are oppressed. He said, nationwide implicit bias trainings for medical professionals routinely discuss systemic racism, white supremacy, and other race-based attacks on classes of people. And so he goes on to talk. He says, I have never seen a white colleague provide worse care to a black patient. He said, if implicit bias were real, you'd think I would have seen it in 50 years of medical practice. He said, I haven't, neither in how my peers have treated me or how they've treated patients of different races. He said, the very idea of discriminating against patients runs counter to everything we've trained to do. Physicians work tirelessly to understand the unique medical needs of the person in front of us, regardless of what they look like. So it's a fascinating piece. And apparently he has, he said, an Iranian-American colleague and he have filed suit against the state of California with the help of the Pacific Legal Foundation. The First Amendment protects me from being forced to teach the state's preferred narrative on such a divisive topic. Medical professionals should teach medicine, not the party line. So it's fascinating to hear from, doctors and you know, this is how I see it. And this is what I've seen, okay? And again, you're going to have, you know, where people are right or wrong. I do not, and I have not seen individuals stop, change the standard of care because of somebody who wasn't white. Now, have there been individuals that have been discriminated against? Absolutely. Have some individuals been biased? Have some individuals are there, you know, idiots in the medical profession? There are, as well as any other place. I've even had patients be very discriminatory. One saw me as a patient saying, "I'm so glad I found you because I just don't want to see another Jewish doctor." And I'm like, I'm Jewish. That's okay. Just let's get you better. All right. What happened with these other medical encounters and what can I do to help solve your problem? Boy, she kind of looked awkward, but I made it as unawkward as it could be. But I've had patients say I don't want a woman. I mean, biases exist. But the bias I've seen is not necessarily people purposely discriminating. It's individuals not understanding the other cultures. So if you haven't treated many Latino or Latina patients, you might not understand that some of them may use Botanicas. Some of them may not want epidurals. You know, Americans might be more inclined to having epidurals than those of Latin American origin. So I was delivering babies as a student, and you would hear some of the nurses or some of the physicians go, "Oh my gosh, room 3 is just so loud. Why do they have to be so loud? Just take the epidural." And I'm like, that's how they're handling the pain. The woman was Latina. She did not want to have an epidural. And so as she was contracting and in pain, she was vocal about it. That's how they, you know, they're trying to be the best mom possible. And that's how they're enduring pain. So I've seen a lack of understanding of different cultures and cultural training on Asian medicine, Latino medicine, apprehensions about medical providers based on certain backgrounds and medicine from individuals who were in another country. So being aware of cultural differences is vital, but being told you're racist is wrong. And I've said, you know, one thing that does concern me is some individuals might not understand that a person who is black might need a different blood pressure medication than somebody who is white. We need to understand that there are some medicines that might work better in different populations. Some medicines might work better on women than men. That doesn't mean necessarily you're discriminating, but they're lumping that into that bias. So do we need to understand differences and make sure we're treating people as individuals? Absolutely. But should we preach that everybody's racist? No. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump pleading not guilty to trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Trump appearing in a Washington, D.C. federal courtroom yesterday following his indictment this week. The man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been sentenced to death, a judge handing down that sentence yesterday. Job numbers from July coming out this morning, and analysts expect them to show 200,000 non-farm positions being added. That would be the smallest gain since December of 2020. A number of Tesla owners suing the automaker for fraud after a Reuters investigation discovered the company has been inflating the range estimates of its electric vehicles. The investigation found that the order to use algorithms to give better estimates came directly from CEO Elon Musk. Corey Myers, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you asked if Trump would have Secret Service if he was in jail. Because if not, they could try to kill him in jail. Now, I didn't even think about that. Was it Jesse Smollett who said, "I'm not suicidal, I'm not suicidal," as he was being carted off to jail, and then he later got out of jail for his ruse that he was attacked by MAGA-supporting brothers and, you know, cost the city money when it was fabricated. But he had screamed, "I'm not suicidal," because he was worried that if he went to jail, somebody would kill him and then say it was a suicide, which has been suggested as what happened with Jesse, with Jeffrey Epstein and other individuals who end up dying in jail. And this is something I've never seen. I've never witnessed, you know, so much drama. And it's a cluster and a half. And I understand we're seeing more news and the media might choose to highlight more about what's going on with Trump or the Bidens. And maybe politicians always had drama, but the newspapers didn't cover it as much. But I honestly, this is very, very strange and unsettling and very anxiety-provoking. And this really, that wasn't actually the first time, and somebody else yesterday said they're going to kill him if he's in jail. Now, we always ask, who is they? Who is they? I don't know what happened to Jeffrey Epstein, but I think he had a hangman's fracture, or he had, I don't think he had a hangman's fracture. I think he had a hyoid bone fracture that is common with strangulation, but they said he hung himself. And I'm no forensic expert, but I get that that is a huge concern. I personally think he gets Secret Service protection for life. And so I'm not exactly sure how that would work out if he was in jail. And what, but, you know, it is frightening. Jail is a very frightening place for individuals. So, former President Donald Trump yesterday pleaded not guilty to four criminal charges related to his efforts to his allegation, the allegation that he tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election. This arrest and arraignment happened at a Washington, D.C. courthouse. And he was released with very minimal conditions. He is not supposed to communicate with anyone known to be a witness in the case, unless it's through an attorney. The next hearing is set for August 28th. That is going to be 5 days after the first Republican presidential primary debate, which I think is supposed to be on Fox News, but I don't know if Trump is going to be a part of that. So Trump did address reporters at the airport, and he said that the indictment is a persecution of a political component. This was never supposed to happen in America. And this does follow a couple other court appearances that Trump has had to make. In terms of, I guess, the hush money or the payments to, I believe it was two women that claimed that he slept with them. And then the federal prosecution in Florida as well about the classified documents. So, you know, this is something that is, you know, as an American, we want to know that our country is going to be taken care of in good hands. And right now, it's almost a backseat to this, what's happening with Biden and what's happening with Trump. And, you know, it's actually making, you know, Trump even more popular. And when people say, well, if he does end up getting indicted and going to jail, people won't vote for him. I don't think, I disagree. I think people will. I think everybody has made up their mind. Those who feel Trump is going to fix the country. In fact, you see the other candidates saying, I'm going to build a wall also. I'm going to do this. If people feel that Trump is going to fix the country, and they is a bias towards the right, the more that gets thrown to Trump, the more that validates what he says. On the flip side, you do have many individuals going, I don't want the drama. I don't want the drama. But you don't really see any of the other candidates leading in the polls. And one of the drives, you know, we have a lot of moderates that, you know, want to look at both sides and want to understand what this country needs. But it is very, very frustrating when so much, when, you know, people are robbed. Apparently there was a doctor that was beat up with an aluminum bottle, and I guess, I think it's suing the state because she didn't, you know, nobody helped her for a while. You know, when we have lack of resources for our police officers, God bless them, we have lack of, I guess, you know, justice for individuals who have been, raped or attacked or robbed. And meanwhile, it seems to be all about Trump, 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 which is the perception many people have. They might be like, you know what? Fine. Just something's got to change. And that's what I'm hearing from people. I'm not hearing that people love Biden. I am hearing a lot of people love Trump, but I'm hearing those individuals, most of the people, isn't that they love a candidate right now? It's, I just want something to change. You know, when you hear stores have to close down and retail is a mess because of all the robberies, even though that's on a state level, there's not this leadership from the executive branch of, hey, guys, you know, this is hurting our economy. I told you, if you want to lower inflation, control crime. Because prices are going up because everybody has to pay for the extra inventory that's been stolen or the extra security guards or the extra plastic. You know, curbing inflation will happen if you help curb crime. And and I'm not saying any one particular person is going to be the best president for that. But you have a lot of individuals who maybe they don't really care about what's happening with Trump or what's happening with Biden, but they just don't like where the country's going. Right now, it seems, and it could just be the media, that the country is fixated on if a young child should determine on their own if they want to be a boy or girl. It's an important issue, but that's not everybody's important issue. You know, what does the American people need? What are they concerned about? Are they concerned about jobs? Are they concerned about AI? Are they concerned about the economy? Are they concerned about China? Are they concerned about Russia? Are they concerned that their kid might be drafted? Are they concerned that they can never get into a medical facility because there's not enough of them? Or there's already a crowding along the border towns? You know, what are Americans concerned about? And you have these polls, and they say, oh, yeah, well, they're concerned about what Trump did or what. I don't think the average person is. You know, the people that hate Trump, hate him. The people that love him, love him. Okay, who is going to fix what's going on? And I get, you know, Trump right now is being hounded with a lot of legal issues. And, you know, meanwhile, it's, you know, I don't know if Biden was really involved with Hunter's policies. Now, and some people don't care. They're like, doesn't matter. I'm doing good. So I don't care. So you have to look at who is benefiting, who's not, and what do people care about. And when somebody says, but the future of America, I agree that you have to look at the future and where we're going with education and kids struggling to pass math. And, you know, what's happening with our border. But people are really focused on the here and now. And what's taking our focus? All this legal stuff. It's a mess. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this summer, we spoke about malaria. We even had leprosy, some cases of leprosy come back. And now we have a flea-transmitted disease that has caused three deaths. And what they're talking about is typhus. Public health experts are warning of a disease transmitted by fleas after recent increases in L.A. County and Texas. There's been three people who have died, reportedly associated with the illness. Flea-borne typhus cases in L.A. County increased more than fivefold, roughly over the past decade, from 31 in 2010 to 171 cases in 2022. That's an analysis published Thursday by the CDC. Now, basically, you get typhus by contracting it when feces of an infected flea contaminates the site of a flea bite or other wound. Excuse me. Or by breathing in the flea feces or rubbing it in your eyes. So symptoms of typhus are fever, vomiting, body aches, rash, And even though we could treat it with an antibiotic like doxycycline, there still is the potential that it could be severe. It is rarely fatal these days, but it's still possible. As you see, in 2022, there were three deaths associated with the disease that occurred in L.A. County. This marked the first death since 1993. Now, this is being reported by U.S. News Report. They said researchers affiliated with the CDC and the county and state public health departments noted each of the involved adults had prior underlying medical conditions like obesity, type 2 diabetes, or substance abuse. And in all three cases, severe conditions like a rare immune system, septic shock, myocarditis occurred as a result of it. So the type of flea is carried by domestic cats, also is found on opossums, dogs, and rats. They're the typical factor for this flea-borne typhus. But people are wondering, well, why now? Now, among the patients who died in L.A. County, one was potentially exposed to infection due to his home's proximity to a highway and litter. One might have gotten it from stray kitty cats in her backyard. A third patient was homeless and was living in an encampment. So healthcare providers, they say, should consider flea-borne typhus in any patient with fever, headache, rash, particularly if the patient lives in or recently traveled to an area with endemic disease or had exposure to a reservoir animal. Monitoring rodent, opossum, cat, and dog flea infestations and the numbers of infected fleas are important to better understand disease ecology and more effective direct interventions. Now, what about in Texas? There was a report that noted there was a rise in Texas where state figures showed a total of 4,100 cases from 2008 to 2019, with cases increasing from that period from 157 to 591, peaking at 738 in 2018. Now, usually flea-borne typhus, you know, has been going down. There was a decline, you know, because of either, I don't know, World War II or over the years, you know, but now, for some reason, going up. In fact, the disease is no longer a nationally notifiable condition. And one issue is if somebody does have, you know, fever, body aches, they might just think it's COVID. Or they might not necessarily go in and get treated. You know, how many individuals are, you know, coming into the average doctor saying, hey, I think I have typhus. Chills, fever, headache, muscle aches, you can even get a rash. And sometimes you could get cough, loss of appetite, nausea, stomach pain, vomiting. I've seen tons of patients over the phone with that. I tell them to go and get seen, but many of them don't. When it gets very bad, it could cause confusion, difficulty breathing. Scrub typhus can cause confusion and mental impairment, swollen lymph nodes. So as I said, doxycycline usually works. I am concerned that we might be starting to get more resistance as people are taking prophylactic doxycycline for tick bites, etc. They're using doxycycline a lot because it's an inexpensive antibiotic, and it's been available when other antibiotics have been in short supply. But Cipro could also work as well. But this reminds us that we have homeless encampments, we have a lot of migrants. We have a lot of individuals that may not be living in the healthiest of conditions, and it is no surprise then that we can see an increase in infectious disease. You know, I'm hearing from people that in order to save money, they're downsizing by having multifamilies in one home. Now, I get it. If you're a close family and the cousins play together and they could all share a room, you know, why do you have to pay for two separate mortgages? I think certain states have laws about how many people can live in a home. I think there's because of safety reasons. But you do have individuals that, you know, families that say, look, we could save money. All right? We'll get a three-bedroom. The kids will stay in one. Parents will each stay in their own bedroom. We got the kitchen, the play area. We'll babysit each other. We'll make this work. And I got to tell you, I understand. Times of economic hardship, you got to be creative. But the more you have people living together, the more it could, unfortunately, also cause health issues. I mean, I once had an apartment with, I think, four or five people in it at once because nobody had a place to live. A couple of them got accepted to medical school late after they were rejected, but then got accepted, probably because the wait list went through and people didn't have a place to live. So I'm like, just come on. You can be in the living room. We'll make this work. It was temporary, but yeah, it happens. Now, the plastic issue, we were speaking about how California was going to ban plastics at airports, so no more plastic bottles. You would have to bring in your reusable bottle, and then you would fill it up with one of the water containers. And so I like the idea of saving money because I don't want to spend $5 per plastic water bottle. But one issue, though, is our plastics have been used for medical and for infection control. When California got rid of plastic bags, it was huge for the environment. And I do like the environment, and I do support, certain things that can protect our coral, protect our endangered species. But one unintended side effect with that plastic bag ban is homeless camps had a hepatitis outbreak. And one report that I believe came out of the San Diego Department of Health, I'm not exactly sure where the report came from, but San Diego started passing out plastic bags again to homeless individuals because the homeless individuals were using those bags to potty in. They'd get a can. They had a can, which was their potty. They'd put the bag in there. They'd potty in it, take out the bag, throw it out. Without the bag, now they were reusing the same area to potty. And so, the health department had to actually pass out plastic bags again because homeless people used to go into the garbage to steal people's plastic bags and or to use those for their sanitation control. So these are things we have to kind of be aware of. And I'm noticing individuals, when they recycle, how many times have you run out of a water bottle, run out of water, but you have an empty bottle, so you're like, well, I'll just fill it up, but the bottle's old. Did you clean it out? With reusable, if you're not diligent with the cleaning of it, you could spread disease. And you can make yourself sick. I've seen my kids, they'll grab my fork, and I'm like, just get your own fork. I don't want to go to the kitchen. That was my fork. And I get it. I've been lazy too. But things to think about. We got typhus, leprosy, malaria, a lot of stuff out there. 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.